Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
You know, the drill, we find, identify, and highlight some terrific people doing great things. And this morning, Rebecca, you are the most valuable person on the planet. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and thank you for having me on, Steve.
Rebecca Clark, President CEO of Anixter. Happy 100th birthday.
Thanks so much.
You sound great for your age.
I know. I age really well.
So tell us what Anixter does.
Yeah, most of your listeners probably have heard of Anixter Center, but maybe they don't remember what we do. Anixter Center is a cherished organization, one of the largest and oldest in Chicago. Annually, we serve nearly 8,000 people. And the three groups of people we serve are people with intellectual and developmental disabilities, people who are deaf, deafblind, or hard of hearing, and people with behavioral health needs.
So how are you funded?
Yeah, we are funded primarily through the state, especially for our disability services program.
But the state's not so good at funding.
No, they're not. In fact, for disability services, Illinois comes in 47th out of 50 for funding. The state doesn't even fund us to cover our minimum wage for the amazing and skilled staff who specialize in supporting our folks in the community. So we're struggling in that regard. At the same time, we're trying to propel our programs from a more traditional segregated model of service into an integrated model where people with disabilities live side by side with non-disabled folks and access their communities every day, just like you and I.
We've got a lot of folks who listen to this show who do very well, thank you. They're CEOs and they're board members and things of that nature. If they've heard of Anixter, or even if they haven't, and they're moved to look into more, do they just go to the website before they write you a big check?
Yeah, absolutely. Anixter.org is where you go, and there's an option on the website to ask Anixter, and you click that, and we'll get information. We'll get your information in your email.
You know, it sort of goes with the theme of the morning, I guess, or the weekend. If you don't help the folks in this case, in this conversation, that need the extra help, I mean, what does it say about us as a society? What does it say about us as people? It's not good.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we appreciate the work you're doing. You know, that, and honestly, Rebecca, that's why you're the most valuable person on the planet.
Thank you. You know, I would challenge all of your listeners to think about supporting agencies like ours. When you look at the regular reports on giving trends in philanthropy, people with disabilities and causes like ours aren't at the top of that list. And knowing that Illinois is in fact 47th in the nation, I think should be a wake-up call for all of us, because these are vital services where, you know, we are providing housing and job skills and therapy and counseling to people throughout the community so they can live healthier and engaged lives.
Rebecca, this is G. My question for you is, what are the age ranges of the people that you help, you know, you serve?
Yeah, we mostly serve adults. So we serve people 18 and older through a variety of programming. Again, you know, day programming, therapy programming. Through our work with deaf and hard of hearing individuals, we actually do push some programming into public schools and work with families. But overwhelmingly, we serve adults.
That's super important because I think there's a lot of resources for folks with disabilities up until around the age 18, and then sort of those services drop off, right?
Yeah, absolutely. The way funding is K-12 system, and for students with disabilities, they actually can go up to the day before their 22nd birthday. It's an entitlement system, so the public schools provide them the therapies, the technology, and the like. But the adult system is structured completely different in terms of funding, which leaves a lot of people without services. In fact, not only is funding a problem in the state of Illinois, there's a 20,000 person wait list to actually access the funding, which doesn't cover basic services in the state of Illinois. So it's a bit of a crisis for the state.
And what would you say to, you know, Steve mentioned all these folks that could write a check, but they could also hire people as well. Couldn't they create programs within their companies to where they could actually employ folks that maybe are a non-traditional employee?
Absolutely. And Anixter is engaged in activating new models of programming, just like employment programming. This year, we were awarded a grant from the Kessler Foundation for nearly $500,000 for a demonstration project to embed annexed her staff in the human resources departments at the University of Chicago Medical Center and Sinai Health Systems. So we are trying to demonstrate through our inclusive pathways model that if you hire diverse talent and support those talent, you will end up having an inclusive workforce culture that is stable and filling some of the gaps in employment. In fact, there are 75% of people with disabilities are unemployed, despite many of them being able to hold jobs. Meanwhile, you know, Chicago has hundreds of thousands of jobs in the healthcare sector that are open.
Yep.
So we're trying to do a matching there to give opportunity to people with disabilities and support industry, corporations, companies in those hiring opportunities.
Important jobs, and that means a dignity and a level of importance and getting up in the morning and all that. And I know this particular because I have an older brother with special needs who is served by a service such as Annixter in New York State. So thank you again for the work you're doing.
Yeah, thank you for getting our word out.
All right, there you go. Rebecca Clark. And again, it's Annixter, and she is obviously the most valuable person on the planet.